This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Launching in here to hour number three of the program. You can join us here and bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
We're going to continue with more of your calls, but we also need to keep talking about savings. That was what we started the show with tonight. And I started the show with the intention of, we're going to get through this. And it didn't happen. And that's okay. That's the way Free Talk Live should work, is where you call in and bring up whatever you want. We've ended up talking about the VA system, burn pits, and then ultimately into a crackpot call about, and a nice guy. The guy's called in about other things, but I'm sorry. I just don't buy the whole chemtrail thing. I think it's all just people getting paranoid about contrails in the sky, not really understanding the science behind contrails. Not that I'm a scientist or anything like that, but I've read articles on the internet, too. And the internet will tell you all kinds of things that isn't true. So careful what you believe, just because you hear it on the radio, including from us, doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Ian and Johnny Ray here with Ricky on the line in the Commonwealth. Go ahead, Ricky.
Thank you there, brother Ian. You know, I have to admit, I agree with the previous caller. And, you know, we used to have an old saying down here in the Commonwealth about people named Fred. And if I were to say that to you, I'd get dropped. So I'm not going to do that. But he did sound okay. Like a nice person. You know, but that being said, I'm going to do everything I can, of course, to increase his paranoia by things that are factual. You know, brother Ian?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Well, you said about there are things. And see, here's the thing. He was talking about global warming. Now, I find it very interesting. It was about, I don't know, like, it was right before the holidays, President Jackass sent out a tweet. And you know, I didn't think it was funny. He said, you know what? It's getting cold out there. We could use that good old old global warming thing. You know, and I'll tell you why I didn't find that funny. See, here's the reality of things we do have. Now, the least of which is being HAARP. Now, the HAARP project, the high-frequency station using these microwaves, has been in something we've been working on for over 50 years.
What are you saying that the HAARP project allegedly does? Because this is another one that's been trotted out over the years here on Free Talk Live by usually the paranoid conspiracy theory callers. The claim is usually that the HAARP thing, well, I won't say what they claim. What's your claim about HAARP? What is it that you're claiming that it is or doing?
Exactly what it is. And by the way, a nice little touch is we actually have another one, not just the one in Alaska. We have one in the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico.
Okay. So what is it that you're saying it's actually doing? Because this is a radio transmitter that a bunch of people freak out about, and they think that it's doing either some kind of like mind control or that it's trying to control the weather. What do you believe that its purpose is?
Well, I mean, HAARP is actually the least of it. I'll tell you a little bit about HAARP, and then I'll tell you what we have that's much worse. And the nice thing is we have patents. You can actually look it up, and that's really nice that we have a government the way we do.
No, it's not. And just because somebody has a patent on something doesn't mean that it's legitimate or that it does what it, you know, it's supposed to do.
Well,
You can patent all kinds of things.
Ian, first of all, a little bit.
What are you saying that HAARP does? You have not answered the question yet.
What HAARP does is it is a high-frequency transmitter. Basically, yeah. It uses microwaves. Uh-huh. And the problem with something like HAARP is, you know, all living things, the frequency range is very close. Now, what HAARP does is, from the ground, will shoot up into the ionosphere in a similar way that shortwave radio works and bounce off of the ionosphere, the high-frequency microwaves, and by doing that, you can, you know, accomplish various other things. You can
like
bump
what?
Clouds around and do things. Now, we got
you can
worse
do what?
Things.
Say again?
You can basically bump clouds around, and
you
by doing
bump
that,
them.
You can engineer things.
Uh-huh.
You can also produce heat that way. Now, but we have
you
much
can
worse.
Produce things. Heat by shooting a radio transmission into the ionosphere. Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Now, here we got much worse than that. See, when they talk about the global warming, one of the worst problems is we shoot up these rockets, either the rockets or the shuttle. Every time we do that, it rips a hole in the ionosphere. Now, okay, but here's the thing. You can look this patent up. We have a satellite right now up in space that is a very much, basically it's a smaller version of harp. See, harp is old technology. The idea is instead of bouncing it from against the ionosphere down here, there's a satellite up there. That's a weather satellite. And you can look up the patent number on that that was issued by our government. And what it does is actually blasts it right through the ionosphere from the other direction. That's even more damaging. And what I find interesting
is... what is it that it's damaging? The ionosphere?
Right. And that's our protection against these solar flares. And that's a natural occurrence. You know, like these people, that, like the guy that called them that. I mean...
How is the solar flare... Is that so that's going to do what exactly?
Well, the ionosphere is our protection from the sun, basically. Mm-hmm. And every time we send up a rocket, it rips a hole. Every time we go up to fix a satellite...
I don't know if I believe you as a scientific expert. Johnny Ray, what are your impressions of what Ricky is saying here?
I've been reading the Wikipedia article about the high...
On HAARP?
On HAARP.
I see a story here that says that it was ordered shut down in 2014. I don't know if they've actually shut it down. But there was some sort of story here from NBC News.
After discussions between the parties, ownership of the facility and its equipment was transferred to the University of Alaska Fairbanks in August 2015. HAARP is a target of conspiracy theorists who claim that it is capable of weaponizing weather. Commentators and scientists say that advocates of this theory are uninformed, as claims made fall well outside the abilities of the facility, if not the scope of natural science.
Ricky, I have here a news story that says that Hugo Chavez in Venezuela years ago claimed that HAARP, or a program like it, triggered an earthquake in Haiti. Do you believe that that's true?
Well, I don't know about that one. HAARP's too far away to cause that.
Oh, but wait, so what you're saying is the range of HAARP is limited?
Actually, it is. But see, the nice thing is we got three of them. We have one in Alaska. We have one in the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico. And there's another one that we actually control somewhere else, but that one was offline. Now, I'll tell you one thing that I will tell you.
Do you believe that the one in Puerto Rico caused the earthquake in Haiti?
That's something of the theory. Now the funny thing is now they have no electricity. Their grid's down. But, yeah, it's funny. If you look at the one in Alaska and you look at the one over there in Puerto Rico, I've watched one thing. One thing I'll tell you that's a damn honest occurrence. I remember it was last year that you had calls on this. We had twice. We had one of these massive storms, like a hurricane. It hit right in between the Mason-Dixon line.
Uh-huh.
Two inches back to back. And that was all weird. And if you look
at these... So let me see if I follow you on this. You're saying you believe that a radio transmitting device shooting up into the ionosphere can somehow cause an earthquake?
Actually, yeah, I do. I'll tell you what.
So you don't think it had anything to do with, I don't know, what the actual, scientists had to say of how the Haitian quake of 2010 was caused by a slippage of a previously unmapped fault line along the border of the Caribbean and North American tectonic plates? That had nothing to do with it, right?
Yeah, that had nothing to do with that one. But I tell you which one I think did have something to do with it. Look at these storms we had here. Look where it's been hit. It got hit in Mexico. It got hit in everywhere it's been hit been all of
this is even more of an unbelievable conspiracy theory or, you know, paranoid theory than the theory that God is the one punishing the United States with all the storms. I mean, they're both ridiculous. And thank you for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. I mean, to believe that the government is so capable, I mean, this is the same government that can't even make the roads work correctly. That the government is so capable of being able to manipulate the weather. I mean, one of the things that man has had a very difficult time even predicting. You know, they try their best, but they still are wrong as far as, you know, predicting the weather. Yeah, you know that the storm is going to go somewhere, but they don't always know where it's going to go, and they're frequently wrong about it. I just find it hard to believe. It's just, it exceeds the realm of potential possibility of what the government could accomplish, in my mind, that they could have some sort of facility that could control the weather. It's ridiculous.
Also, something you've said many times before, any nefarious, weird schemes that the government pulls off is only enabled by the things they do right out in the open, when they take your income, when they take 50% of the money you make.
Right.
That's something that they do. It's right out there in the open. And if you put a stop to that, then you can put a stop to HARP.
That's a great point. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Just end the state. And there goes that program.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown, not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We'll be right back.
Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnny Ray.
Whether it's something important, like savings and talking about economics, or something that's complete paranoid conspiracy theory, you can call in about anything that you want here on Free Talk Live. And tonight's show is proof of that. We're going to continue here with your calls and thoughts, but also want to make sure you know about Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy. Fees are low, transactions are quick, and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. I was talking with a local business owner here in Keene the other day. He runs one of the newspapers in town, and was telling him a little bit about how Dash is now being accepted around town here by the very same merchants who had accepted Bitcoin previously. They still do accept Bitcoin, but no customers want to pay with Bitcoin, so we had to give them another option. And luckily, the folks over at AnyPay created a great merchant services app, and they integrated Dash first, Dash and Bitcoin. So that was what AnyPay launched with, and so we pitched that around town and got a lot of the business owners that were taking Bitcoin to sign up to accept Dash as well. And he was asking the question of, well, why are they taking Dash? And I of course, explained a little bit about what was going on with Bitcoin, and it's getting more difficult to spend it at retail because of the fees. And so we needed something else. Dash is, it was in the top 10. It actually just dropped out of the top 10 cryptocurrencies. There's been an amazing shuffling going on with some of the cryptos recently. So it's right now it's at number 11. And he'd asked me, well, why is it being used if it's just number 11? And I said, well, the reason for that is because it's really the only one that's marketing itself as digital cash. It's really the only one, at least in the top 20 or whatever, that is focused on retail and that experience of a person paying for something at a point of sale. And that's why it's being used. That's why AnyPay adopted it as its, you know, one of its primary methods of payment. So if you want to join Dash and help them create a better financial system for everyone, take back control over your financial future today. Go to Dash.org to learn more about it. Once again, that's Dash.org. Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio. We go to Pete. He's in Michigan. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead. Hello. Hello. Hello? You're on the air.
Oh, all right. I was calling in. Well, it's basically not a conspiracy theory. I'm thinking way back before the Beijing Olympics in China. The Chinese representatives were asked if it was safe for the Olympians to basically be in that place. And, you know, the guys are talking about gas masks, and I'm thinking about the Chinese running around with these things on their faces because of all the chicken flus and whatnot. And,
you can't listen to yourself on the radio in the background. It's going to confuse the hell out of everybody, including you. Just so you know, you want to turn that down or go into a different room.
That is the Chinese representative before the Beijing Olympics admitted.
Hello.
He admitted that he was questioned. He says, "Well, what about the weather during all these Olympian events?" He says, "Don't worry about that. We control the weather." and it was squashed real quick, just like all, you know, conspiracy theories are.
Yeah, I mean, I know that they've experimented with things like cloud seeding or whatever, but that's not the same thing as controlling the weather. It's like you got a little joystick up there and you're moving the hurricane around or something like that. I mean, there's definitely some cloud seeding experiments that have gone on in places where they're trying to, you know, like make it rain or whatever. But that's a little different than controlling the weather, right? Is that what you're referring to, Pete? Or are you just referring to some sort of an ominous statement? I can't keep you on, Pete, because you're not listening on the radio, so I'm going to let you go. You can't listen. One of the rules of talk radio when you're a caller is you got to turn the radio down. And the reason for that is because as much as you might want to hear yourself, it's confusing because we have the delay system in place that means that you're hearing later. You're hearing a few seconds, several seconds after when you've spoken. And so if you're listening to yourself several seconds later, while trying to speak, it's a very discombobulating and disorienting thing. So anyway, there you go. There's a little tip for you, those of you who are going to call in. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Do you buy it, Johnny Ray, that the Chinese government controls the weather, or is that just propaganda?
No, I don't buy it. I doubt that statement was even made by some Chinese official.
Yes, sounds pretty ridiculous. Let's go to Eric in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live. We've had a bunch of whoppers tonight on Free Talk Live, a bunch of tall tales. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, I just had to call in and weigh in on a little bit of this weather manipulation and HARP and all the conspiracy theories that surround all that.
Okay, way in.
Yeah, well, they did include weather manipulation in the treaty that they talked about in 1984. So we're not going to manipulate the weather. That was part of a negotiation in the treaty with Russia.
Well, that's an easy thing to admit to or to agree to because they probably couldn't manipulate the weather in the first place.
Well, that's true. But we have to look at the idea that maybe they can manipulate the weather. Are they manipulating the weather?
Certainly
Michigan,
anything's possible, right? So I'm not going to rule out that someday somebody might figure out some kind of way to manipulate the weather in any kind of meaningful fashion, but I don't, you know.
And also it's likely that people are conducting experiments and trying to figure out how to manipulate the weather.
Surely.
But it doesn't mean they're succeeding.
Correct.
Absolutely. I think they are trying to manipulate the weather. Whether they're being successful or not may be a topic of discussion.
Yeah, they can also try to stop every other volcano from ever erupting and every earthquake from ever happening, but, you know, they're just men, and there's some things that are beyond, at least at this time, beyond our reach.
Yeah, volcano and earthquake probably has more to do with the sun's influence on the planet than, you know, what they're doing with HARP. But
I'm not a scientist, but I'm not sure exactly what the sun has to do with a volcano erupting.
Well, we do have evidence that alpha waves, which are produced through coronal holes, have an influence on earthquakes and volcanic eruptions.
Huh. Never heard that one before. But that doesn't mean it's not true. Alpha waves?
Yeah, alpha waves.
The sun is a big thing, and it does have an influence. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Eric. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. And yes, you can bring up what you want on the radio. We're coming up.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us here on the radio. Live Sunday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us there or call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. Zencash.com. Cryptocurrencies are hot right now. There's over 1,000 of them over at CoinMarketCap.com. But most of them aren't really worth talking about because they're just Me Too currencies. They copied some code from one of the other cryptocurrencies because almost all of them are open source, and they released their version of what they think Bitcoin should have been, and then there it is. And some people can do something with it. Other people can ignore it. Most people ignore most of the cryptos out there. So what makes a cryptocurrency outstanding? What is it that makes it worth looking at, worth considering? Well, in my case, I think that looking at the ideology of the program, the programmers is useful because there's so many choices out there. You know, I suppose you could invest in all of them if you wanted to, and you know, maybe some of them would win and most of them will lose. But if your time is limited and you only want to pick some of them, why not the one that's actually formed by voluntarists, by liberty-loving, economics understanding voluntarists? Well, Zencash is that cryptocurrency, where they adopted some of the best technology. It started back in 2017, so it's pretty new. And it is, you know, it looks that way. Like, the sites need some updating. The software is brand new, you know, a little rough around the edges. But they did adopt zero-knowledge anonymity from Zcash. So they took that excellent anonymity software, and they added are adding to a decentralized autonomous organization, which allows, you know, for the marketplace to sort of form around this governance structure in Zencash. And they're going to create a platform, and they already have, for money and messages, and eventually they're going to be adding media to this that can be sent to anyone anywhere in the world securely and encrypted. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. You can find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, David is on the line in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, at the beginning of your program with your technical difficulties, I was getting to listen to the Panthers-Saints football game on your channel TuneIn Radio.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, and I hate to blow his cover because he's rather entertaining, but Fred Pete, the first time that he called weeks and weeks ago, he managed to get on your program three times in one night.
Fred Pete? He has two first names?
Sorry to blow your cover, Fred Pete, but yeah, he's been fooling you, so he's having a good laugh right now, I'm sure.
I don't get it. What's he fooling us about?
He called us a couple of times tonight under different names.
Yeah, and he did it. He got in three times several months back, weeks back, whatever. He got in three times Saturday night. So yeah, congratulations, Fred. I'm laughing with you. He's having a good laugh right now, I'm sure.
I see.
Anyway, I hate to blow his cover, but I thought that I'd share that with you.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up. Only one call per night, but generally we have to go by the honor system because, I mean, if we don't notice, then that's that.
Right, yeah. And not what I called on, but to help you out. Actually, Fred sounds just like a cousin of mine that was in the Marines back in the 60s, late 50s, early 60s, and was a victim of that Project MKUltra. So we got MKUltra with CIA, LSD. You got the spraying of St. Louis. You've got cloud seeding with silver iodide. You have the Tuskegee experiment, the untreated syphilis thing, and then if you just Google while you're sitting there, Wikipedia has unethical human experimentation in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Can list off dozens and dozens and dozens of things, like the people are talking about with the chemtrail thing. I don't necessarily believe in the chemtrail thing, but as an airline transport pilot, I can tell you, you wouldn't need the pilot's cooperation to be spraying stuff. And the theory of the HARP thing is, if they're putting, for instance, one thing, if they're putting metallic elements aerosolized into the atmosphere, especially if they drift upward into the stratosphere above the weather system, so they're never rained out. And if you energize those particles, whether from space or from Earth, you could do different things with those energized particles. But like I said, that's not what I'm calling
about. Well,
that's
not the claim of the HARP advocates. They believe that it's just, you know, radio waves controlling people's minds or the weather, usually one or the other.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you could do things with the weather, but, you know, they get things confused. But there is some elements of truth. If you put those molecules up into the stratosphere and then energize them, you could theoretically do different things potentially. But anyway, the Rich Paul, the parting comment that when I was talking to you guys the last time about we were talking about the squeaky wheel gets the oil, and Rich had said, or gets greased. and so I wanted to comment on that because he's correct. And thanks for the heads up. Thanks for the heads up, Rich. But I've been prepared for that one going back like 8 years or so for retaliation coming from people in power with me blowing the whistle
on it. Yeah, I mean, you have to expect it. You know that.
Exactly.
That if you're the first person to reveal something dastardly, if they can come at you, they're gonna. And that's why they went after Chelsea Manning. You know, that's why they would go after Edward Snowden.
Yeah, there's not it's nonstop. You could list cite case after case after case after case of that kind of retaliation based on exposing people. And so I point attention to that in honor of my my daughter Paisley, who's the 11th birthday in a row since I last seen her, is tomorrow. So in her honor, the whistleblowing in New Mexico, the FBI claims this to be the most corrupt state in the nation. You're talking earlier about medicine, about socialized medicine. I get my medicine through socialized medicine. You were talking about the VA. I get mine through Medicaid, and I've noticed exactly the same kind of treatment. When I go into, I get my health care here through Medicaid at the Presbyterian system here in New Mexico. And when I go in there, first of all, you go in there, and the people that they hire, they now have power. In their private lives, they don't have power. But when you put them into an institution where people walk in the door and then they control that kind of thing, all of a sudden an ordinary person has extraordinary power. And so you go in there, and for instance, what typically happens is when you disrespect them by not submitting to them talking over you, talking you down, you know, like the receptionist. Whatever, then what naturally happens is as the offended party, your voice escalates a little bit like this when you're being disrespected, and then when you instead of shutting up when they talk over you, you continue to talk. Then guess what? The next thing that happens when you do that is
you go to the back of the line.
They call all of a sudden the security guard shows up.
Oh.
this is a repeating pattern in New Mexico, whether you're at the welfare office or the medical treatment.
It's a pattern with human beings. When they are given power, they tend to wield it in capricious ways. Thank you, David, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Science shows that power absolutely does corrupt people. There's no doubt about it. And there's plenty of evidence to show it, even if it's just somebody with a, like he was talking about, a receptionist job at some socialized medicine center. She's in charge, and she's going to let you know. I mean, I've had government bureaucrats, like the government janitor over in, I mean, no offense, Johnny Ray, because you're a market janitor. You work in a competitive marketplace where you want to service people and give good customer service. When you work for the government, you don't have to.
No offense taken.
Yeah.
People have to be humbled by outside forces. That's why power corrupts, because you're not subject to the humbling process that a free person can give to you. When you're in a business, you have to be humble to your customers and your potential customers, because they have the power to choose.
They can end your business by not going there anymore.
They can terminate the business that they have with you, and you're reliant on those people, and you have to cater to them. And when you're behind the desk at the Department of Motor Vehicles, you're not subject to that at all, and it will come out. It will show in the way that you deal with the people coming to you.
Absolutely true. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and that's why competition is a good thing. It keeps people in check. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Sunday edition. Moments remain. Enough time for you. If you want to get on the line right now with us, the us is me, Ian.
And me, Johnny Ray.
We have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've got toll-free lines as well. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. But I do want to invite you to become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get signed up there. And at that point, you'll easily be able to interact with other Free Talk Live amplifiers. We've got the Amp Only Facebook group, which I am no longer a part of because I quit Facebook. But we will have somebody who's still there adding you into that group, because normally that was something that I did. But I've given up on Facebook, so apologies for not being able to be in that group anymore. But that's one of the things I had to give up in order to be able to quit finally from Facebook. But you can still enjoy it if you're a Facebook user. Otherwise, there's still some other perks. Maybe you're not into Facebook. The AMP program also gives you access to the AMP only call-in lines. It gives you a special badge on the regular Free Talk Live forum that anyone can join. But you're an amplifier, so you get the AMP badge, which identifies you as a Free Talk Live amplifier. And there's some other perks there as well. Go get all the details. Get signed up with any major credit card or with PayPal or with Bitcoin Core over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Vernon is in New Orleans on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vernon.
Well, the cold weather. I just had a curious internal show question. If it snows a whole lot in New Hampshire, is there ever a point where you're only having to do the show by yourself? I've noticed that you all always have at least two co-hosts on. I was just curious if one of that ever has happened, and two, why you all always have more than one co-host on. Thank you.
Sure. So to answer the question, tonight we have two hosts in the studio. He hung up. Two hosts in the studio. Sometimes we have three. Usually on weekdays we have three. Frequently on Sunday nights we have three in the studio. And yeah, it does snow here, and sometimes that does keep people away from the studio. It's pretty rare that I've been on the air without anybody else in the studio. There have been a couple times where for like a segment or two, or a segment or another part of a segment, I'll be here alone. And, you know, I could host a show in that way if I wanted to, but I don't want to do that show. When I started doing Free Talk Live, I wanted to do the show I wanted to listen to. Like, if I wouldn't listen to the show, then I wouldn't want to do the show, if that makes sense. And I get to live with me all the time, so I'm not really interested that much in hearing myself for an entire, you know, 3 hour long stretch with whatever callers happen to call in. I like the idea of having different voices and different opinions on the air. I like that multiple hosts sitting in a room together can keep each other honest, keep each other, you know, challenge an assertion, challenge a belief, call somebody out on some BS. I think that having, you know, even if the hosts don't all disagree on the issues all the time, that's okay. Certainly if there is disagreement, that makes things more interesting. So like the Thursday night shows, Heather has been going up against Chris and Daryl on some pretty intense discussions because she doesn't agree generally with some of the libertarian viewpoints. So I think that can be very interesting as well. But even just having, you know, even if the three hosts generally agree, you know, that we're libertarians and we want more freedom, they still approach it from different perspectives. They can add in different comments that another host might not have thought of, like you did earlier tonight, Johnny Ray, you know, bringing up an additional point that I had not mentioned during a call. So the hosts can sort of back each other up and also break each other down and make sure that, you know, everybody is being honest. I think that when you deal with talk show hosts, you deal with some very egomaniacal people who they're so into themselves, they name the show after themselves. You know?
The Ian and Mark show.
No, never has been that. In fact, it was actually Manwich when we first started the show a long time ago. That was what his on-air name was.
Uh-huh.
But no, we never even... I did not consider doing something like that for really even a moment. I always liked the idea of having a show where it didn't rely on me to exist. You know, because it doesn't make sense. If Rush Limbaugh dies, they're not going to just have fill-in hosts for Rush Limbaugh for the rest of time. That show's over. It's done for. But, you know, I could get hit by a bus tomorrow, and Free Talk Live could still continue on. It doesn't have to have me at its helm. It has, historically, you know, because I'm the one who created the show back in 2002. But if I am to go away, then somebody else can keep doing this program. It is basically kind of like a libertarian talk show with a reality show component to it. So, yeah, we take phone calls from anybody. That's something that's also a little bit different. Most shows have high levels of call screening, and they'll screen out almost anybody. Most of the callers to the show tonight probably would have been screened out with the chemtrail topics from your typical talk radio show. But having different opinions on the air, I think, is really important. I think that it helps the you know, if there was a host who's by himself, he tends to get into this world of, I'm the host and I'm always right. And, you know, you callers, you're challenging and you're wrong. And that's sort of the world that exists in a lot of these talk radio formats out there. The host is always right. And the callers, they don't know what they're talking about. And the host cannot be convinced. The host cannot be persuaded. The host digs into their position and they fire out their verbal attacks from that position. And if you've got other hosts in the studio who aren't cowed by the main, you know, the main host, who aren't just like lapdogs for the main host, I think that's a good show where you've got a challenging sort of in-house setup.
I'm usually a lapdog, but sometimes I'll have a good show where I challenge more often, and that's great. But you and Mark is the Free Talk Live template that I grew to love. Yeah, and that's great. I don't know. I guess the show probably could survive if you were hit by a bus.
Yeah.
But when I listen to Free Talk Live, I want that. I want that Ian and Mark, really.
Oh, well, that's awfully nice. But that's just because you heard us originally, right? If it were, if you'd heard the show and it was me and Daryl or something like that instead, and that was the first show you ever heard and the only setup that you heard, and that changed, you know, you or others would probably respond like, oh, no, the... You know, the feel of the show has changed, and it would have, you know, because somebody else is a different experience, a different, you know, relationship between the two hosts, different, you know, plays off of one another, mm-hmm. and senses of humor, and being able to absorb that and bounce off of that.
I like that you and I get to talk about Phil Hendry sometimes.
Yeah,
by the
sure.
By the way, I have been
talking about
to
Phil
say,
Hendry with anybody else but you.
Yeah, that I
Mark hates him.
I criticize Phil Hendry for his protection of his
intellectual property.
Of his intellectual property. And I like to say that he would have been a lot more successful if he had been more open with it.
I agree.
But he's on Rick and Morty. And
oh, is that right? He's one of the voices on there, right?
Yep, and he's been a success.
No doubt. He's doing fine. He's a talk show host, for the listeners that don't know, that made a career by talking to himself. So unlike our show, where we take phone calls from anybody about anything, he takes phone calls from himself, playing characters.
Mm-hmm.
And then back when he was doing radio, he doesn't anymore. He does a podcast now. But when he was doing radio, he would take callers from people who didn't realize that he was talking to himself.
Yeah, he sort of did. It was almost like a prank show, which I think
right.
is what turned off Mark in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But the people calling in are signing up for it. They're calling in... because they want to be heard on the radio.
That's right.
And Phil takes advantage of that, and he makes them look foolish.
Oh, it was so much fun. It was a great show. It's not the same now that he doesn't have the callers,
mm-hmm.
where it's all Phil talking to Phil
mm-hmm.
as the different characters, but it is still fun to hear him do the characters and, you know, hear whatever crazy nonsense is coming out of their mouths
yep.
at that time.
Yeah, Phil is a genius.
So, anyway, I hope that answered your question, Vernon. It was a little bit... loquacious, a little lengthy, but I like having a variety. I like having, and that's why we don't just have the same two hosts all week either. We change out the hosts. People like the opportunity as well to come in and, you know, share their thoughts on the air. It's fun to come in and do radio. It's fun to you know, have your opinions expressed and, you know, have people care. That's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
And also have them challenged as well. Have the phones open. So anybody that wants to challenge one of us on something that we say, it's open phones here, and we certainly do encourage that kind of thing. Well, we started the show with the email from Stefan Kinsella and got through about a sentence or two of that email. So I'm going to hold on to it because it was specifically in reference to the saving conversation that you and I had, Johnny Ray, and so it wouldn't be appropriate for any other night, so we'll hold on to that for another Sunday night.
I'm really looking forward to that.
And just give a brief mention your game of the week this week.
Well, I stopped playing Hearthstone as a New Year's resolution, and now I'm just playing another game that isn't quite as good, although it's still fine. It's called Dungeon of the Endless. It's been out for several years.
You're like a tower defense.
It's like a tower defense. It's kind of hard. It's more than that, though.
Maybe we can talk more about it next week. Because we're out of time. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.